holding in Siman Reish Ches Tzadi Siftes. Kecholim Habaros Kolkach Shilum Achnis Kesem Beineim Hu Nidluk. So you have coals which are they're bright enough that if you put in a, or they're burning enough that if you would put in a piece of wood, it would catch fire. So Mevorachim Aleihem, because it's considered Eish. Vusha Hasuyim L'Hoyer, but it's only in the case where it was made for light purposes. Mishabrachim Zayin, L'Hoyer. Ali Mesuyim K'nei Hischamim, and Mevorachim Aleihem. If they're made for heat, if this is lit for heat purposes, then you can't make a bracha on them. It's only a nair which is made for light purposes. Do you make a bracha? Okay. Ur shal kibshim bischilas sreifas halavenim ein mevorachim alav shals ein osil lahoyer achas nisavu oz osil lahoyer mevorachim alav. So working backwards from the din of the sif. So this was the kiln which they would take bricks made out of clay. They put in the clay, the shape of bricks. They would fire it up, and that would burn the bricks into the clay into bricks. So the beginning, the purpose over there is the heat, not the light. But after the after they finished firing the bricks, the fact that they would stay on, they would use it for light purposes. So you can make a bracha. Yud Aleph. Nerbes Knesses. Okay, so is the purpose of that for light purposes, or is the purpose of that for covenant purposes? So you can light it. You can light a candle. It should look like a covenant element, or is it for light purposes? If it's for covenant, you don't make a bracha on it. If it's for light, you do. So the Mechaber is going to bring two shitas. Im yesham adam chasher mevorchen alav vim lav ein mevorchen alav v'yesham am lehipach. So some say that. When there's adam chasher there, I'm saying it's like a shita first. So it's lit to cover the adam chasher. If there's nobody there, then it's just lit for people to use for light purposes. The second argument is if there's no Adam Chashav there, you light the Neiris in honor of the Beis HaKnesses. If there's Adam Chashav there, you light it in his honor, but also that he should be able to use it to be able to have the benefit of the light. If there's a shamish, who stays there and eats there, etc. So for him, he's definitely going to use the light to be able to take care of his needs, so that it's there for light purposes. But even in that situation, if you have the moonlight coming in, he doesn't need the nair. So the nair, we assume, is lit for the purpose of the regular dinner of Beis HaKnesses.
Not for light.
Not for light.
For what? For
coven? For nair, which is lit for, we're saying, in certain scenarios, it's lit for coven, not for light. The Bir Halacha, we'll talk about it, was lit for both, what the Halacha is, and we'll see in the Bir Halacha. Let's see Mishabur. Nair Beis HaKnesses, Chav Ches. Nair Shal Beis HaMedrash, Shabi Yemenu, Star Tov Lefi HaMokim, Im Loim Nim Shom HaLikan, Bishol Zer Reza Nasa Lohir. So the Metzias is, if you use it, then their base of medicine, they wouldn't stay in the base of medicine in nighttime. They would, so even over there, it was more for COVID. But nowadays, people stay there, and they stay there, and they learn. So that's going to be lahoyer. Im yeshem adam chashav chavtes oz nasa lahoyer. Then we assume it's made to, for him to benefit from. According to the first opinion, ukein adam chashav nasa lachoyer shchina. Then it's lit the COVID, the shchina which dwells there, which is not for light. If it's an Adam Chashav, it's lit to covet him. Without lack Adam Chashav, shori the Nasa Lahayr. They assume it's lit for light purposes. Now, miu imi chabena If you put it, you light it specifically for the usage of the Habdallah, so that's lit lahoyer, and that's fine. So you could put it out and relight it. They have a special nair that they use for Havdalah. So the same thing will be true. It's not a dindafik of Esekneses if you do that at your home. So that you would not make a bracha on that. If you light it near the cover, it's Adam Choshev. Okay? Now, if there's a shamash which eats over there, then Mavorkan Allah, which also the Hoyer, Lachi Lossi. So it's there to give the benefit for him to have the light to be able to eat. Now, what was the scenario where you can't eat in the basic Knesset? It means there was a room on the side which the light of the basic Knesset would light up that room. The success is also lechel. You can't eat in the shul itself. Like it says, "Kimosh shakosu b'sim and kufan aleph." Yisab barosh v'tichol akrenim do idna in avorkan klal al nesher basic neses she malikim boy rak lechovet she dolkim and there is af b'yom. The fact that they would have the neighbors lit by day as well is indicative of the fact that they're not for light purposes; that they're for covet purposes. So you can't use them for avdalah. He's referring to Aloysim Shadokan Lefnei Ha'amud Shehem Rak Lekovid Aloysim Shalokan Kalecha B'yadu Lahoyer Mavorkin. They lit their shawls were lit by these oil lamps or candles. That was how they read. So that's Lahoyer. The ones they put by the Amud were for Kovid. Anoshim Shalom Bezed Shalokim Inair Shal Amud Al Abdullah. So you take the nearest of the Amid for Havdalah Bein Nochon Lassus Kain. Ulek Hashemit to the Tzarf Mehem Lavuka in Lahakbid. If you have a nair from somewhere else in the shul which is lit for lighting purposes, you want to take the nair from the Amid to make it a Lavuka, combine the two, make it a Lavuka, maybe that's okay. Nair Pashad Al Nair Yortzeit in Lavorach Shein Al Sil Hoyer Rakhla Zecher Nishmas Hameis. The nair for Yoretzet is not lit for light purposes, it's lit for a coven of the nifter. Even in the case of the shamash, lo shlete levona, shim yesh levona in tzarech shamash lor haner, lunas el lekoven hashchina. So if he has light, he's able to see by that, so why are we lighting the nair? Usually the nair was still lit, since it's in the shul, it was lit for the purposes of koven hashchina, which would not allow you to take a brach on it. Zad debir alocha, Nearby Sekhnesis. Near Shul also Kabbat Ulohir, it has both elements in it. You're lighting up the Kabbat of the Shkina, you're also using it for light. After Magadha, Shikosa Dein Lavarchalov, Ksosa Shikin Kosa Gamma Tamir Ben Yern. So, Pimagadha says no. Achain, Birashi, Nungimon, Dimaskal Lavasav, Dimaskal Komeis, Masha Shain Server came. It was lit for both purposes, you could make a Baruch on it. Now, next question. He said, if you tell me you can't make a bracha when it's made for both, but if you originally sit for one and now it's only using it for lahoyer, would that be usable? So he says, that's really the chara, that's sefyut. That's the case of the or of the kibshin, which originally was lit in order to make the bricks, and eventually you let it stay lit in order to use it for light, and it works. They would do something at the end to change its function. So the main thing is not the halacha of when you lit it, it's what is it being used for now. The Neir Shul Shabbos Shemitzah Hu Hai Had Laka, but Neir Shabbos, the main thing is the lighting. So then we have to know what you lit it for. If it was lit for something else, you can't use it for Ner Shabbos. You have to put it out and light it for Ner Shabbos. That's by Friday night. You don't need the lighter for Havdalah. If you had a lamp which is lit from before Shabbos, going all the way through Shabbos till after Shabbos, it's still lit, you could use it for Havdalah. It has to be a light which is using for lighting purposes, not for covet. Because on Rishon, the point was to give light. So that
what Rishon?
Yeah.
What?
Fine. Yud Beis. Ein Mevorchen al Ner Shal Mason. Shen also lawyer. They would light a Ner next to the Nifter. So again, that's the covet of the Nifter. It's not lit for light purposes. Such a mace which you would carry out candles in front of him, even when you take them out by day, we assume when you take them out by night, the purpose is not for the light purposes, it's for the covet purposes, because you would, this is such a person, you would do this by day as well, where there's no need for light. From the fact that this is such a person that we would carry neighbors in front of him even by day, in came the cupboard, who the cupboard, they're there for the cupboard of the mace. Even now at nighttime, we need it for the light purposes, but that's not why you're lighting it. Okay. Yud Gimel. Suma Einu Mevorach. Lama Dalet. Meshibur Lama Dalet. Einu Mevorach. Toho Be'inan She'ya'oysu La'orri Ad She'yochel La'hakir Be'matbe'a La'matbe'a K'zayel B'sif Dalet. You have to benefit from the light, which he can't do. V'suma Lo Shayach Zet. The Suma is not able to get that benefit. The only question is, so he wants to invite his other people in his family with Barei Merei Havesh. So it's not a Birchus and a Henin. Even though it's a Tanai of Hanoah, right, you have to be able to have Hanoah. So it's not a brachas in a hand, but you can't be moitz unless you're being good to yourself. It's a brachas hashemach, like Mishabura's main psak. It's a brachas hashemach. So maybe you can moitz to them, or maybe you say he's in a totally potter. There's no din of arvus in that situation, so you can't be moitz to them. Fine. Lamedalad Hayoyshrin Besamedar Shabiulahem Ur Echem Mevarch Lakulam. So they were, it's Motzi Shabbos, and they had not made the bracha of Ner yet. They made Havdalah earlier. They haven't come. They didn't have Ner. They make a bracha of Ner. Now they're sitting and learning. They bring in a light. So we have an option of one person making a bracha of everybody. Each one making it for themselves. So one person should make for everybody. This is Shita Beis Hillel. The more it brings a machlokes, Beisham Beis Hillel. This Indian, this is Beisham says each should make his own bracha. Beis Hillel says one person makes a bracha for everybody. We pass on like Beis Hillel. So why is this? Like the Mishnah Berurah, Hoy Yeshu, Lamed Hey. Ma'ir Sheiv Dilu Mikvar. They said Havdalah earlier. B'lohoyo lehem oz ur b'samach lehem shehei in the oisin le'aroit. V'atoniz damen lehem. Okay, so they made Havdalah earlier. Now they have Nair. Ashidon Shaliyah lehem kois b'layla, or they didn't make Havdalah yet, but they don't anticipate getting a kois. Yusak Nashiyah l'kois, mutzim shiyamtina b'rbirchus Nair, yusadra l'kois, kin mutzim kosav d'alei b'sip d'alad. If they're saying l'kois, you should say the b'rbirchus Nair on the kois as well. So this whole issue over here is going to become a moot point. There's only a case where that wasn't so, either because they already made Havdalah, or they're not anticipating getting a kais. So what do you do? So we say one person should make a bracha of everybody, echad b'vorach l'kulam. Now, v'afal gav d'sichem kulam l'ishtoik v'lishmoya b'rchosu. But until everybody gets quiet and they're able to make the bracha out loud, there's going to be a little bit of a time lapse. So people have to be quiet so he can make the bracha. How a bit the base matters, if so, you're interrupting everybody makes matters from the learning. Maybe it would be better each person will make his own bracha and go back to his learning. You won't have to wait. So even though you have that option, but still the mila of Rav Am Hadras Melech is that we should have one person be with everybody else is Rav Am. So this is the more that Toyo Zaraya that the Tosha Shabbos brings. We have a choice of one person making Havdalah, or other people making, each person making their own Havdalah, or Friday Night Kiddush, each person making their own Kiddush, one person making one Kiddush for everybody. So we see that the Rav Am Hadras Melech is so significant that we'd rather have that rather than each person saying their own. Even though the Oyla Shabbos argues that there's a mile when you do it yourself, a mitzvah yosef mishluchai. So besides that, you can argue that that's not called, doing the mitzvah by hearing is called doing the mitzvah. Okay, but even if you say not like that, but you see from this Gemara, that Bishilu said, even though each person can make their own bracha and have their mitzvah yosef mishluchai, Rav Hadras Melech overrides that. So he says, so each person making their own Kiddush, when not appropriate, is one person with everybody else. Kotach Radim. Fila Misha Kvar Barei Merei Ho'esh Yochol Lasso Lavorech L'Hutzi B'nei Beisa. So by Birchaz HaReach, which the Birchaz in hand, and he can't do that. Unless he's going to smell again as well, but birchas eish, which speaks birchas hashavach, he can mow to them even though he has no need to be yotz anymore. Okay.
What the psalmim?
By regards to psalmim, it's a birchas and a henan. Birchas and a henan, you cannot be mow to somebody else unless you're also being the henan yourself. Birchas and Neir, Mikra of the Psak and the Shabur is not a Birchas and the Hanan, it's a Birchas HaShavach. And since it's a Birchas HaShavach, he can be mighty to other people, even though he's not being irritated, he was here to himself.
Thank you.
Okay. Sif Tezvov, Neir B'Sochekah, B'Sochanos, Perish Kli, Shanoisin, by Haner Shalatechov, there was like a lamp around it, protecting it. Inside of a glass. So what do you do? Can you make a bracha or not? So Roya Eshashal Heves. So you can see the flame, but Ben Mishtamish L'Ara, the light is blocked. Or Mishtamish L'Ara Ben Roya Eshashal Heves. Or alternatively, you can use the light, but you can't actually see the flame. So either way, in Mavarach and Aleho, Ashiyehe Roya Eshashal Heves and Mishtamish L'Ira. He's able to see the actual flame, and he's able to benefit and use the light. Okay, Nirvasa Cheka, Sukkot Lamed Zayin, the last words on the page. Hainu, Shahesa Tmuna Basa Cheka, person is sort of blocking it. So it's going to block either that you can't see the flame or that you can't use the light. The same thing with the case of the panos. Okay. Now, panos was made out of metal. So there would be, let's say, openings to let the light out, but you can't see the flame. In the next case, Aspaktarya, Dabakav Shuroyas and Hur Derek Aspaktarya, but it's glass, you can see the flame. Kobakam Lamikazariya Mamish, the Yimbirchas Bare Mahesh, Yin Shi Hur Magula. You can't use this light because you need the light to be considered Magula. So there's a difference between the case of the panis, which is made out of metal. So there's holes, but you can't see the shalhebis directly. But if it's made out of glass, see, it's called, you can see the shalhebis, because so it's close enough that you can use it. That's called seeing the shalhebis, and it's close enough to use it, so you can make a bracha. They argue on the mechab. So it's questionable whether you can use a glass one or not. The Mechaber says no. The Magen Rambam says yes. So don't do it. If you can see the shalhebis, you can't use the light because you're too far away, for example. Or if you can use the light but you can't see the shalhebis, he's in such an angle that he can't see the actual flame itself. He doesn't see the light from it. In all those scenarios, you can't make a bracha.
What about eyeglasses?
The most of Dirsh over here brings the question of the Bir Halacha brings the question. This question of the lamps made out of glass. What's its status? He doesn't discuss eyeglasses. But over here, he brings that the Kseser Shulchan raised the question. The Chayr says, you should take off your eyeglasses. He didn't say anybody raises the question. He brings from Aris and Karelitz, he says, the eyeglasses you wear in your body, they become bottle to the body. So the issue here is that the Nair should be Megula. The Nair is Megula. In the case where I'm wearing eyeglasses, the nair is not what's covered. It's not, my eyes are covered, so I can see directly through the glass, and my eyes are covered. But the nair is not covered, so that everybody would agree that should be sufficient. Fine. So this din is a Yerushalmi. Mr. Burra gets involved, and the Bir Halacha gets quite involved. The challenge we can do this in it. So it's about 2, 4, 6, 8 lines on the bottom of the page, or 9 lines, the last word. Here's the Boreno. So after this is back and forth in the discussion of Pshat and the Braisa. Kiman Shein Lono Shum Raya Neged Pirush Rashi Shepanis Hu Ashoshes. Rashi says Panis was Ashoshes. It cannot be encased in glass. We assume that Dr. Moshe agrees with this as well, that you cannot have the lamp encased inside of glass. The Tosfos Shabbos does not quote the Magen Rambam, who argues on the Mechaber in this situation. Therefore, we cannot protest against those which are meikel. Yesh lehem al mishi yismeichel. You have the Magen Rambam and other achronim who agree with the Magen Rav. You should take off the glass and should be able to see the light directly. Okay. So the Mishmur comes out that you cannot have it encased inside of the glass when you make the bracha on it. When they dealt with the light bulb, this is part of the question of the light using, you know, they say that the Rukai Moiser used, would say the bracha of Eish on a light bulb to stress the fact that it's Eish. One of the questions he had to address was this issue of glass. Over here, do you say that since it cannot be taken outside of the glass is not, the glass becomes, as it were, tuffled to the shoshes, as opposed to the other scenario where it's not, because it could be, the lamp could be taken out. So maybe that case is better. Even the Oysim over here would agree to that. That was part of the discussion. Even if you say that it's considered Aish, no question making a bracha of Aish on it, you still have a problem inside of glass. So that's that issue. Timur Saritas. Shalakha will lasa shumalaka kanam shiyavta. Also, lakha shum dover, I feel a dishto is yayan, or sharmashkim, kutsu mayim, mishatakshach, achayavta. So a person cannot drink anything other than water from the time it becomes dark until after Havdalah. Water is mutter. Now, he was eating a meal which started before, when it was still daytime, and it got dark. He does not need to interrupt his meal for Havdalah. I feel the Mashiach, then he can continue eating. Now he'll continue eating, which is what, there's a kriyas on the eating, but the shtia is instead a part of the meal also. And the person can continue to drink, even things which you would normally not be able to drink, anything other than water. However, if he was not kavu on a meal, he was just drinking, so the drinking does not create a kviyas that is considered nimshach after what was beforehand, and therefore, once it becomes dark, tzarech lahafsik. Some say that even that which you're saying you're allowed to continue the meal is only because it's only banish moshe. So once it's divari laila, person has to interrupt. He doesn't have to daven ma'ariv because he started beheter, so he can interrupt. Say Abdullah. So if you peres ma'apel ma'avdil and continue to eat. But the Maaseh Minhag is not like that. That even when it's Vanei Laila, as long as the person started in the time of Heter, he can continue to eat. Hence the Hasidim who have the very late Shalshudas, which extends well into the nighttime, that's all based on this idea that you go bust to the house call. Okay. Sif Aleph. Sikotan Aleph. So a person cannot eat or drink anything. So this is not only is it true when it's vare lav it's a problem, but even when it's sabach lav it's a problem. When does that start? Sufik lav. As soon as the sun sets. We said that then you had lachas neres and chomalachas. Erev Shabbos, we define that Sabbath Hashecha starts as soon as the sun goes below the horizon. Not like the Rebbeinu Tam, who says it only starts later on. We're machmer to Chashev with the sheet of the garden that starts right immediately. So what about over here? Mikolbalkam nearly the Ninachilas Sudashlishes. If the issue over here is not just having a meal, but it's the meal which a person is mechuyev to have, it's his third meal. Suppose it's an error which you already ate three meals, you want to have a fourth one. If it's his third meal, he has not eaten yet, and he has a mitzvah to eat three meals. So then, even if it's after shkia, a person should start eating, should eat his meal. Furthermore, if it's not shoshudas, it's tamachila. But in mutayim lechabal ishtos. So, but he's thirsty or he's hungry. So by being a machmir and not eating or drinking now, he's going to be, as it were, makel in the Yinavonik Shabbos. Coming in the Hakarat Chadishab Shoah Karim Sesek HaKavim. So we calculate it to Chachamim is whatever time it is. So from a half an hour before that time and onwards, the person should not start to eat or drink. But but before that, a person could start to eat or drink, even not in a situation of shoshudas. Now the Mishabura sounds like this right, by Sharachila he gives you a tanai of some time before that last 30 minutes. Similar by shoshudas, even that is not as part of his condition. Even if it's after that point in time, person hasn't eaten shoshudas yet, he should eat shoshudas.
Is it 30 minutes start from this man you keep, or the earliest?
Pasha comes from the Zman that you keep. I mean, unless depends what it means, you keep it. If you keep it because you hold that to the Ikir Adin, so that's your Zman. If you hold it, you know, your Maskin really, the Ikir Zman is earlier, you're just not being Makar, so the 30 minutes would be from the earlier Zman. Zotar Sharatzian, in Sivkot and Beis, so we're being makeup by Surah Shlishis. The Kibbutz Yudvar Mitzvah Yachal Ismachal Shitas HaRazor Kamarosh Efshar the server came. That we don't have the sister. Efshar Oidasi Savik Aseid Rabbanon Medoicha Savik Isid Rabbanon. So you have an Aseid Rabbanon of eating Shoshudas. You have an Isid Rabbanon of eating now. So let your Savik Asei, maybe Sol Shalabas and you have an Asei, Medoicha your Savik Isir. We'll say other arguments in the Biralach as well. And that's the Minig Arlam to make all the, after Shkia to eat Shoshudas. Then he said in Tzikot and Gimel, even other eating besides Shoshudas. Then you're Yachalitzma, Bazal Dasa Shachonor, Leal Basimarism Ghalib, that Dain Lahiskal Ben Ashmashas. Ben Ashmashas doesn't start until much later, so it's not even Ben Ashmashas yet. So I'll be Samech on that, regards to fill the mitzvah Anik Shabbos. But after half an hour, it's a problem. Lava the Osir, the house of the Lachab Asura, Gamishum Kriyashma Tvila, you have a Kriyashma Tvila problem, the Osir Rashi Mahez with Samech Lahem. So that would see that. That should apply to Shoshudas as well. But, you know, there's an eighth over there, a person appoints a Shomer, so then he's allowed to start a Suda during that time slot. But this issue of starting a meal before Havdalah, or even half an hour before Havdalah, that possibly might be, that's not just the chashash you might going to forget, which is what the chashash is normally by mitzvahs, but it seems to be something more than that. That once the zman is, because over there ti'ima is mutter, over here ti'ima is not mutter. So over there it's an issue of a suda. A person starts to meal, gets involved. If it be a person who takes a bite, it's mutter. Over here, even a ti'ima is asur. So you see, this is an intrinsic isur in Havdalah that you shouldn't be eating before Havdalah. Before you go into the process of eating, you need to have made Havdalah. So that, a sharma would not help for. Okay, now Zok the Mishabura Vaiter, we're still in Mishabura Sukkot and Aleph. Kozum Agad Ram the Masha, Kozum Makarva Mishatech Shach, Marcus Lispala Arvis. Awe Mispala Arvis, I feel like Mispala Mibajoim, the Eshev and Shemutta Kibisim and Reza the Gimel. Person Dab and Mar already earlier, Cholov Chavis Abdullah, then the Chiv Abdullah takes place. Lotzalech Lotzi Abdullah. So now, Kozum Agad Ram. Because our Makai be the make of dollar. So you can't eat. So these coolers that we're saying over here don't apply in that situation. That's the Magen Avraham writes in the Sharatzian and Sukkot and Hay. He raises the question, Ravi Medibla Batrila Osir Kimuch Basiman Bapsachim Kuf Yudzain. So that's the Magen Avraham. But the Rambam says that once you dab a marav, you bechiv avdalah, and that's it. You can't eat. It's not necessarily true. But darmi lekiddush, vayirad dekabala shuv Shabbos vasim alocha niskadosh hayom etzloi lechein chal chemes kiddush. Chiyuv kiddush comes with kabbalah Shabbos, which is done by davening maariv. So I daven maariv early. Now I have a chiyuv kiddush and I can't eat. It's not nighttime yet, but once you daven maariv, you mekabel Shabbos, you can't eat. Okay, I get that. Mashem Avdol, Adayin Lav Cholu, Lashum Dabur. But even though we're remakel of allowing a person daven maariv early, it's not weekday yet. So maybe the chiyuv Avdolah is not effect. It's not effective yet, so he can still eat. The fact that it's like a killer, you're makabel, it's a chiyuv of Avdolah, because you daven maariv b'vodyon. So that's the Sharetzion's, the Prima Galim's question. Why Mishuba is binyan oilam? Who is Kachuba Chodosh? The Gamanyan Kiddush, whom he's stopping. He's not even convinced by Kiddush when you daven Kiddush, when you daven maariv b'vodyon, that you can't eat before Kiddush. Because it's not the real, the Ikar's Malki of Kiddush yet. So if you're not sure by Kiddush, Kavacharim, we're not sure by Havdalah. So he's not convinced of the sin of the Magen Avraham. Okay. Let's say a person, I'm not convinced, all the Mishnah over here. So cut and base. The prison was Yeshiva Oichel Mi Bajoim, I feel a rock is called about me, just started Mi Bajoim. Shabbat is a Moitzi, Mi Bajoim, and he started Lechel Acha Chashaykh. It means Imamach just said a Moitzi, but Imamach didn't really, he didn't have a Kazayas yet, even before Shkia. Mi Bajoim, so then he can continue. He doesn't have to stop. Dalka was actually Hitzkel Lechel Behatr, because he studied in Behatr. I'm Hitzkel Behatr, Poisikum Avda, but if he studied in Zman Isser, he has to stop. Now, now what about this? You have to interrupt for Maariv. So Maariv is the Rabbanon. You start. You don't have to. It's not mechayiv to stop. But even if you start with Zmana Yisr, the Rabbanon is not mechayiv to stop. Even if you should not have done it, but if you did it, you're not mechayiv to stop. But by a mitzvah the Raisa, you have to stop if you start with Zmana Yisr. Im hiskol lechol b'tel chatishor shekadam sitzik kachom and kilebas emrei shalmat hey and this is about kriyash shabbos the basic nesis fil machem is derech lipters. We don't want to rely on the person being called to shul that the form of a shomer, but that's not as direct as you make your own personal shomer. So a person might get involved in this meal and forget to listen. Elam kein rogo leilu basic nesis matzah shabbos. Unless you always normally go, so then we assume you'll go like your regilis. Then you can rely on the kriya shabbosh. So once he's out of behetra, he doesn't need to be mafsik. I feel the kriya shema, but tefila ain't tzarich lahafsik bem tesudos. So once you're in the middle, as long as you're in the middle, you don't have to interrupt the kriya shema and tefila. Kiyam shiskel mebayoyim, the how you behetra, he's out of his man heter. And there's still time after the meal. We'll be finished to daven. Ben hachav is el hafzik. You should not say, okay, well, you know what? I'll interrupt and I'll do it. You're in the middle of the meal, and then you're saying, you're trying to send the your guest the Shabbos away. You have to be careful how you send it away. He wants to hold on to his guest as long as possible. But if you interrupt it, you daven maariv. So now you daven maariv. You can't eat it anymore. So you can't go back to the meal. You'd have to be mavdol, and then you can continue your meal. If, however, he's just drinking, Yosef b'shoyse b'choshkoloi. Now, Yosef lishes mebadyom b'lebesech said he's drinking, but not as part of a meal. B'choshkoloi came dark. Feeling rak nas is sovach hashecha, sorach lahafse. Given it's only sovach hashecha, and you're just drinking. Since you're just drinking, you're not part of a meal, so you have to stop. Shia labar davar choshev hu shiot toel achilo achilotzev b'yom. You can't say, since you started b'yom, everything else is nigger after that. It's not choshev enough of a kviyas to do that. Some say even this, that you're allowed to continue, only works during sabach hashecha, not during b'yom hashecha. Our minhag is not like that. Shalom hani mili, kol masha kozol b'didat kamaisa, the hitzchum b'yom, in tzorach lahavse, filo b'kshanatze b'yom hashecha. Since you started mebayoyim, you can continue the meal afterwards. And this one says no. Deyazu tzarich lahafzik. And yechachkila in nafkamina bein deyazu ladevish kamais. Everybody agrees you have to start mebayoyim. Tavle kamais also lahasul lechal afilu b'safik hashecha. But you can't start during the zman of safik. Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he says that for the first few minutes after sunset, that's not called Sabra Chesheicha, because there's a Sveik Sveika. First of all, it could be Benesh Moshe's is Yod. A. B. There's a Machlokes in the Gemara to Rav Yosef and Rav Yehuda, where the Benesh Moshe starts immediately after, when the sun sets, even according to that pshat. Or there's first a time lapse of X amount of minutes, and then Benesh Moshe starts. So Rav Yosef holds that Benesh Moshe only starts after 13 and a half minutes have elapsed. Rav Yehuda says starts right away. There's no final Achron in the Gemara, so it was Savik, like Rav Yosef, like Rav Yehuda. So the first few minutes, you have a Sveik Sveik, and then it's the Yom. Could be Benesh Moshe didn't start at all, and even if it did, Benesh Moshe might be considered the Yom. So you have a Sveik Sveik for Yom, so therefore, he says you can make it. He says that in America, he says about up to about 9 minutes you can do that.